This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu today said that India has become a pioneer in oceanic transport, shipbuilding and ability to harness the monsoon building sea capacity. Addressing a huge gathering at the Navy Day celebration at the Blue Flag Beach at Puri in Odisha this evening, the President said that India is a great maritime nation with its long coastline, island territory and developed maritime infrastructure. The President said Indian Navy will continue to ensure maritime security to the country and greatly support the nation to become Viksit Bharat by 2047. The Navy Day at Blue Flag Beach of Puri marked the anniversary of Operation Trident, a critical naval offensive during the 1971 Indo-Pak War. It displayed over 15 ships, submarines and more than 40 aircrafts with support from Marine Commandos and personnel from the Indian Army. The government has said that 60 districts have been freed from the menace of left-wing extremism in the country during the last 5 years. In a written reply in the Rajya Sabha today, Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai said that following the resolute implementation of the national policy and action plan to address left-wing extremism, the scenario has improved significantly, both in terms of reduced violence and constriction of its geographical spread. Minister of State for Agriculture Bhagirath Chaudhary has said that the government is ready to talk with farmers and the doors are open for them. Talking to the media outside Parliament, Mr. Chaudhary said the farmers should share their problems and the government will look for ways to solve them. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar emphasized the critical importance of peace and stability in border areas as a foundation for fostering better relations between India and China. Speaking in the Rajya Sabha today on recent developments in India's relations with China, Dr. Jaishankar noted that discussions between the two countries in the coming days will focus on de-escalation and effective border management. The government has said that the sex ratio at birth of girl child in the country has improved from 918 in 2014-15 to 930 in 2023-24. Minister of State for Women and Child Development Savitri Thakur said this in a written reply to a question in Rajya Sabha today. Political leaders across parties have condemned the assassination attempt on Punjab's former Deputy Chief Minister Sukhbir Singh Badal today. In a social media post, Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Singh Mann has condemned the attack. Mr. Mann said directions have been issued to Punjab police to inquire about the entire incident and submit the report at the earliest. Punjab senior BJP leader Manoranjan Kalia, while condemning the attack in the presence of police, has demanded the resignation of the chief minister. Senior Shiromani Akali Dal leader Dr. Daljeet Singh Chima has demanded a judicial inquiry into the attack to find out the conspiracy behind it. India has called for reforms in the global financial system to better support developing nations, emphasizing greater representation for the global south in international financial institutions and increased funding from multilateral development banks. Speaking at a UN meeting, India's Ms. Geetu Joshi, advisor, Department of Economic Affairs, Ministry of Finance, stressed the need for a financial system more responsive to the needs of developing countries. ISRO has rescheduled the launch of PSLV-C59 Proba 3 mission due to an anomaly detected in the spacecraft. The launch is now scheduled for tomorrow at 16:12 from the Satish Dhawan Space Centre at Sriharikota. Earlier, it was to be launched at 4:08 this afternoon. The air quality in national capital Delhi has shown improvement and registered in the moderate category with an average air quality index AQI of 172 as of 7 this evening. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, some areas of the city have breached the 200 AQI levels. In the Under-19 Asia Cup today, India qualified for the semi-finals, winning the last Group A ODI match against the host United Arab Emirates, UAE, by 10 wickets at Sharjah Cricket Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.